people and avoid doing so if you can. If you find that you identify with some of the situations mentioned, or you know of someone who is suffering from a social anxiety disorder, this chapter will define what the disorder is and explain how it impacts those who live with a social anxiety disorder and those around them. These feelings can make it hard for you to go about your day, like talking to people at school or work, if you've been having these feelings for at least 6 months or more. The feelings you are having may be that you're suffering from a social anxiety disorder. Also called social phobia, social anxiety disorder is one of the most common of mental health disorders after substance abuse and depression. Social anxiety disorder is the intense anxiety of being judged, evaluated negatively, rejected in social situations, and watched by others, which bring about a persistent, powerful fear. This affects your school, work, and everyday activities. Friendships may be hard to make and keep. The hard part of having this condition is having the ability to ask for help. How many people are afflicted with social anxiety disorder? Social anxiety disorder, SAD, affects approximately 15 million adults in the United States. Research shows that 48% of the American population has some degree of shyness, while extreme shyness leads more towards social anxiety disorder. The disorder is found equally afflicting women and men and usually begins at about 13 years of age. Almost 50% of all people who are diagnosed with SAD are also prone to and diagnosed with depression. Other effects of social anxiety disorder are negative thoughts, poor social skills that lack improvement, sensitivity to criticism, and low self-esteem. Although there are treatments that are available and have been shown to be effective, less than 5% of people with SAD actually seek treatment within the first year after the onset of the disorder. Additionally, more than a third of people who have had symptoms delay getting treatment for more than 10 years. People who have an extreme fear of finding themselves in social situations and feel so fearful to the point of panic are suffering from a social anxiety disorder. For those who are always open to social events, dining out, eating meals with others, speaking in front of an audience, or even interacting with a small group, this disorder can be puzzling, even off-putting at times. However, those who suffer this disorder tend to avoid social situations because it brings up extreme and overwhelming anxiety. Although a person with this disorder will sidestep most social events, it's not realistically feasible to be able to hide out forever. People with this disorder worry about appearing anxious, tripping over their words or blushing, or being thought of as boring, awkward, or stupid. Because of this phobia, they frequently avoid social situations, and when they can't avoid them, react with a great amount of distress and anxiety. Many even experience physical symptoms such as nausea and sweating. They may even have full-blown attacks of anxiety. They can't avoid events that will put them in social situations like dining out and eating in front of others or attending holiday functions with family. There will also be times when they will have to speak in front of others, like making client presentations, for example, or offering some words of welcome to a new staff member or a newcomer to their community. Today, there is new research that is now showing how social anxiety disorder is more than just its symptoms. This chapter will cover what the symptoms are and discuss how to understand what this disorder is. There have been two views by researchers about social anxiety disorder. One view is that you either have it or you don't, known by researchers as a discrete categorical entity. The other view is that the more social situations a person fears and avoids, the more harmed, reclusive, and impaired the person becomes. However, researchers now believe these two views are faulty. They now believe that SAD is a developing phenomenon that comes from connecting interactions among symptoms. This means that a person with SAD